Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome in now Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. Chris, sorry, I had to get that rant off my chest a little bit. How are you?
I'm good, man. Literally just touched down in Columbia, South Carolina.
I know tomorrow's a big one for Will Wade and company, trying to stay atop or trying to stay afloat in that SEC race for their defending the SEC champion status.
No doubt about it. It's I guess it's as close to a must-win as they've had all season, simply because they've lost four out of the last five. And, you know, a couple of months ago, or less than a month ago, you know, they were looking atop the SEC. Now they're two games behind, and you know, got five games remaining. A lot of people feel like they're on the bubble, and you know, they've got three of those five games on the road, and it starts tomorrow against South Carolina. It seems to play very good at home inside Colonial Life Arena. Physical team, plays hard-nosed defense, maybe a little more offense than South Carolina has had in the last couple of years. So it's a big game, there's no doubt about it.
Chris, what's led to this little bit of a slide here?
I think defensive lapses for longer moments of the game. You know, it's one of the things Coach Will Wade told us about a month ago, you know, after the Tigers got off to that 8-0 start. You know, he mentioned that, you know, it was razor thin, the difference in wins and losses. You could be 8-0, you could be, you know, 4-4, you could be 3-5, you know, having big leads and giving them up late down the stretch and having to fight to hold on. And then a couple of the losses over the last four losses, you know, have been games where you've had leads or had a chance to win the games. Just some defensive lapses and turnovers have led to those losses. So, you know, I don't think it surprises this team. I don't think it surprises Will Wade. And, you know, they've been working on it. I've been to practice the last 2 days, and it's been all about defense. I mean, it's a team that scores 78, 82 points a game. Offense hasn't been a problem for LSU this year. Defense has been the issue. I mean, when you go to Vanderbilt, score 90 points, you expect to win. You lost 99-90. So the focus has been defense, and that'll be the focus tomorrow and more than likely the rest of the season.
Will Wade has been preaching that for a while now. He said even when they were unbeaten in the SEC, is, hey, if you don't shore this part of the game up, eventually it's going to come back to bite you. And Vanderbilt ended up being that team that came back and beat them. Chris, I know you got your hands full with basketball, but LSU baseball, they're in action tonight against EKU, Eastern Kentucky University. 4-2 on the year, a bit of a hiccup during the week against Nicholls State, but man, you got to like how Saul Garza's off to a hot start.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, it's one of the things that I've gotten accustomed to here, and now going into my fifth year with LSU baseball, I mean, you're going to have a melt early in the year, you're going to have a melt middle of the year, but at the end of the year, you know, LSU is always battling for regional positioning, possibly super regional positioning, and a chance to go to the World Series in Omaha. So, you know, I don't think there's any reason to push the panic button here. You know, there were a little bit of experimenting going on earlier this week at Nicholls. You know, the Tigers got a big, solid win over Southern. They took two out of three out of Indiana, the Big Ten champion a year ago. So, you know, I don't know if there's any reason to get worried about this team. I mean, obviously, you'd love to see more than two runs in any game. But nights like that are going to happen, especially early, especially when you're putting younger players that are newcomers to this team. And also, and we all should remember, newcomers to this level of baseball. in new positions. And, you know, I don't think Coach Palmieri goes into every midweek game experimenting. But he's got to find out what these guys can do in certain situations. And he was not happy with the performance at Nichols earlier this week. And, you know, some of those changes have been made going into this weekend. Some of those guys are getting opportunities to do it again in a three-game series at home. But, I mean, this team, I mean, with the pitching staff they've got, the depth they've shown, we've seen, you know, really good pitching from LSU in spots so far this year. Yeah, and as far as deep, and when it comes to how deep as they go, I mean, no reason to be worried just yet.
Yeah, Chris, I'm with you. You know, I've watched enough LSU baseball to know that, you know, you're going to have those stub your toe kind of moments during the week, and ultimately, if you take care of business in the conference, that game against Nichols State it's going to be a blip on the radar. That's all it's going to be. That's just kind of how the landscape of college baseball is. And Chris, though, I'm wondering, we haven't seen, or at least I'm surprised that we haven't seen more of Giovanni DiGiacomo early in the spring so far.
Yeah, you know, Gio came in last year and had some big moments during the year. You know, sometimes in a starting role, sometimes coming off the bench. You know, it's what I've learned at LSU is what you're looking at lineup-wise here in late February and what you will see in mid-March, late March, and early April and down the stretch can be completely different. You know, he didn't have a great fall, didn't have a great preseason, but that doesn't mean he's not going to be a huge asset for this team. So, again, it's kind of too early in the year to basically say we're not going to see DiGiacomo in the lineup, because I think he's going to be there. And whether it's in the DH role or whether it's in center field, we'll have to wait and see. But I think he's going to be a big part of this team. And, again, the fact that he hasn't been on there so far doesn't mean a whole lot to me.
Chris, you got basketball tomorrow, baseball on Sunday, man. When do you sleep?
I'm going to sleep tonight, I guarantee you that. that's one thing for sure. We just landed. Just getting off the plane, headed to the bus, so losing an hour going to East Coast time. Now we're looking at 8 o'clock, so 8:30. Going to get a meal. I'd say I'd be sound asleep like a baby about 9:30.
Chris, get some rest, man. Have a great call tomorrow, and certainly on Sunday as well. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Christian. Appreciate it. Go
all
Tigers.
Right, you bet. Go Tigers. Coming back for Carter in New Orleans next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.